The conference, which runs from Friday through Sunday, is likely to tackle a number of key issues, from Afghanistan in the Middle East to energy security, the Russia-Georgia conflict last year, and U.S. missile defense plans in Eastern Europe. Some heavy hitters are expected to attend, including French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Afghan President Hamid Karzai, and NATO head Jaap de Hoop Scheffer. The Obama administration is also sending a high-ranking delegation headed by Vice President Joseph Biden. Experts read this as signaling Washington wants to open a new page in transatlantic relations. Nick Whitney, the former head of the European Defense Agency in Paris, says the Munich meeting is one marker ahead of an April NATO summit in France and Germany, in which President Obama is expected to attend.
Now, this is going to be a pretty momentous event. It'll be the first Obama trip to Europe. It'll also be the occasion for France coming back into NATO after a 43-year absence. So that event, I think, is very much dominating the horizon at the moment.
Analysts believe the Munich conference will be an occasion for Washington to seek more European assistance in securing peace in the Middle East and fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. Nick Whitney.
I think that we've had plenty of signals already from the Obama administration that they do want to re-engage with Europeans as serious international security partners. There is another side to that, of course, which at various times Obama has made explicitly clear that he's naturally only going to take Europeans seriously if Europeans take themselves seriously and are prepared to pull their weight dealing with international security problems, the first of which, of course, is Afghanistan.
Iran's nuclear program is another critical issue, and the Obama administration has signaled it is willing to talk directly with Tehran. But Iranian parliamentary speaker Ali Larijani, who is expected in Munich, has ruled out any talks with U.S. officials there. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.